Hot 1027.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Hot 1027.
Hot 1027. It's just after 6 o'clock and a very warm welcome for the next hour. Financial information that helps you make sense of the economy and build your wealth. I'm Jeremy Maggs. First the day in a snapshot. Industrial shares putting a degree of pressure on the JSE today. The Rand continues to weaken. Gold and oil both strengthening on Middle East tensions. Coming up on the program, a zigzag resume in a straight line world. How to own your own non-linear career. Insurance on the chopping block, why cutting cover could cost you dearly. Can South Africa lead the next wave of development finance? Inflation is holding steady, but for how long? And Standard Bank delivers a resilient performance in the first 5 months of the year. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, you'll know that inflation stayed flat in May, holding steady at 2.8%, comfortably within the Reserve Bank's target range and giving a little more weight, I think, to its recent decision to cut rates again. But is this calm misleading? With global tensions flaring, oil prices climbing and the rand weakening, could the disinflation story start to unravel? I want to explore that in a little more detail with Riza Hendrikse, portfolio manager at PPS Investments. Let's take a look at what lies beneath the CPI numbers and whether the current monetary path that we're following is on solid ground. So Riza, a very warm welcome. 2.8% does sound reassuring on the surface, but I'm wondering if it's too early to celebrate, or are we perhaps underestimating global risk spillover?
Thanks, Jeremy. Pleasure to be here. So inflation certainly is subdued at the moment. It's been below that 3% level for, I just had a look this morning, for 5 of the last 8 months. So that's actually quite impressive. But you rightly mentioned, I mean, there are some global risks out there. If one just looks at that in context of the SOB's recent decision to actually lower the inflation forecast for the remainder of this year, but that was really just before this war broke out. And now we've obviously got that as an added global risk on top of the tariff threat and all the rest. So it certainly does feel as though we are at a trough in terms of the inflation outlook.
And in that respect, oil and the rand have helped bring inflation down. But as I've just referenced, Middle East tensions are really ratcheting up at the moment. And I guess one's got to responsibly ask the question if those tailwinds stand a chance now of turning into headwinds.
It does seem like that, Jeremy. If one just looks at some of the action in the oil price, the Reserve Bank pencils in a sort of a $70 per barrel oil price when it looks at its inflation forecast further out, and oil is above that now. So I would agree with you that tailwind is now behind us. The rand has even started to weaken a bit, and so it is quite likely that there is some upside risk to inflation from here, especially if we see those tariffs come through after the 90 days. And has been potentially worse than what the market is currently thinking.
So how big is that risk? How exposed is our inflation trajectory to the current geopolitical instability if the oil price surges further? And there's every indication that that might happen.
So if one looks back at what the SOB, they did an analysis last month when they came through with that rate cut, and they looked at a sort of a middle-of-the-road scenario, medium sort of case, and then a bad case. And according to their calculations, that's in the order of about a half a percent higher inflation, so a half a percent risk to inflation to the upside, and then potentially even a half a percent sort of headwind to growth compared to their previous forecast of around 1.2%.
So away from oil, housing and food are still driving inflation locally, and we surely should be concerned about the ongoing stickiness of these two categories.
That's right. And in the housing category, I mean, one is obviously also looking at administered prices, that also with those electricity price increases, all of that does add to this sort of upward pressure on housing inflation. And so similarly in the US, we've also got this issue where shelter costs have been sticky. But staying in South Africa, I mean, we are seeing a bottoming in that sort of food inflation story. We have seen above inflation, above a sort of 6% inflation in food specifically, if one looks at fruit and vegetables, for example. And so all of that is also really just adding to this upward pressure. But having said that, I don't want to paint a picture that inflation is going back to 6%. I think that it's quite foreseeable that we stay around the middle of this target range for the foreseeable future. And that does still give the Saab that sort of window to potentially lower that inflation target as they've been wanting to for a while now.
In spite of all this uncertainty, though, the JSE continues to hit record highs. So what do you think is behind this resilience? And is it going to last if the global slowdown bites any harder?
That is a valid question. Our market is up close to 15% year to date. If one unpacks that, you'll see that about half of that return has come from just a handful of gold stocks, some of which have actually doubled so far this year. So as we know, the gold prices really run hard, and that's benefited the gold stocks. There have been a couple of rand hedges that have added. It's Naspers, Richemont, AB InBev, etc. So there is a small cohort of stocks that have held our market up. But absolutely, I would agree with you that if we do see these sort of tensions and the anxiety play out, and we see some pressure in global equity markets, South Africa certainly won't be immune to that.
So do you think investors then are maybe pricing in a little too much optimism when it comes to inflation and rates?
I don't think so. Certainly that's not evident in equity prices. I mean, their valuations are still quite good. But if one looks at the bond market, which is often where rates and inflation does tend to come through a lot more strongly, our bonds have actually done quite well this year after a very strong year last year because inflation and rates have been low. And so if one is now at a point where you're starting to see some of those pressures come through, it's hard to see bonds particularly do well over the short to medium term.
And Reza, what's your reading on the Fed, which has been a little more cautious overnight due to ongoing tariff risk?
Yes, so the Fed, they paused once again, much to, I'm sure, Donald Trump's frustration. But the Fed is doing the right thing. I mean, they are worried about the potential impact of these tariffs. And so I suppose the positive thing that came out of the Fed message was that they are closer to a rate cut, and they do expect sort of one or two later on this year. But I mean, their cautious approach is definitely valid, just given that one is really not sure how this tariff situation is going to play out, and we are nearing that 90-day expiry.
So let me bring it home in conclusion then. Let's assume that oil will remain elevated, and there's every likelihood that it will, and that the rand continues to weaken. Is there a chance that we could see the Saab reversing course?
I'm not sure about reversing, but I will say that one more cut that I think the market is hoping for this year, that one more cut might actually just be still not a given. So I would say I don't see them reversing course just yet, but certainly they might just go on into pause mode.
I'm going to leave it there. Reza Hendrikse, thank you very much indeed. Portfolio Manager at PPS Investments.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.